We go back over to the hotline, back to the football field, I guess you could say, as we talk about Coach Brian Fox's move from Elyria Catholic to Elyria, penning an article in this past Wednesday's Chronicle-Telegram to discuss this crosstown rivalry, which got just a little spicier, is the one and only Tim Gebhardt from the Chronicle-Telegram. Gebby, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Good morning. Hey, how can I get a hold of those donuts you're offering?
Well, you got to, as we mentioned, hit Cam at 440-322-0930. Gebby, if you get off the horn with us here, this may speed up this interview, not that we want it to take any less time. But, yeah, if you might want to give Cam a call as soon as you're wrapped up with us, and he might be able to work something out with you.
That's great.
Yeah. Certainly so. So, again, Gebby, you had the article in Wednesday's Chronicle-Telegram. Coach Brian Fox moving out of Elyria Catholic, not going far, though, just cross town to Elyria High to become the new head football coach for the Pioneers. I guess before we really dive into things here, Gebby, just first and foremost, I guess, what was your initial reaction to hearing about this news, and what were your initial thoughts on all this?
Well, I'm sure like everybody else, I didn't see that coming. It was just out of the blue because I think Elyria had gone through a couple of sets of interviews, and I hadn't heard Brian Fox's name mentioned at all. And then all of a sudden, this started to transpire where I guess Elyria had reached out to Brian to see if he'd be interested, and I guess Brian is. So it was a match sort of made in heaven, I guess.
And what exactly does this do for a rivalry that has really picked up a little more steam in the last couple of years? They've met on the opening week, the last two or three seasons now, and it's kind of gone back and forth. And, again, obviously this adds to it. But what exactly does this do for the rivalry moving forward?
Well, obviously that's going to heat it up. You know, Brian leaving Elyria Catholic, I'm sure that gives them a kind of a sour taste in their mouth, losing a great young coach like he is. Very enthusiastic, very bright young man, and certainly somebody that I think Elyria Catholic had planned to keep for years to come. You know, he's won 40 games over there, only lost 16 in the 5 years that he's been there. So, obviously, he's going to be difficult to replace, I would think.
Gebby, you know, I'm going to plead ignorance on this one, but I cannot remember being a lifelong resident of Lorain County that this happening within the municipality of Elyria where somebody jumped ship, even dating back to the Elyria West days, and certainly you can shed some light on that somebody would jump from one to the other, or in this case, certainly not EC to Elyria, and just I guess the magnitude that has within the community that, you know, we think about that. Again, you do it for your career, you do it for what's going on in terms of your family, but there's an impact on that, and you know, I think the way that the schools work and the relationship they share with each other.
Well, you know, the only other similar situation, although it was quite different, Bob Walsh.
Right, on the hoops end.
Was the Elyria Catholic's basketball coach, and they did not renew his contract and immediately came over to Elyria High, but that was totally different circumstances. I don't believe that Bob had reached out to Elyria High or Elyria High had reached out to him. It just was a matter of circumstances where Elyria High had a coaching opening, Bob Walsh was available, and they got together on that. But other than that, you're right. There's been no situation where there's been coaches switch like this. It's going to be interesting to see how this develops.
And, you know, we talked with Brian about it a little bit before, and he mentioned, you know, this was the right move at the right time. And I wanted to get your thoughts on that, Gebby, because, again, he graduated 18 seniors. Certainly the cupboard's not bare at either school, but he goes into an Elyria situation, as we talked about, almost brand-new building, almost brand-new facility, a very attractive conference in the SWC where he can kind of make some hay, I think, with his philosophy and energy.
Well, the nice thing about it is that Coach Culliver, who has preceded him, kind of is leaving the program in a pretty stable position. They've, mm-hmm. They've been to the playoffs the last 2 years. Coach Culliver has developed the program pretty well. And even though there was a lot of seniors that will be graduated from Elyria High this year, he does have a number of sophomores and juniors on that team that will be back that Brian can put together and work with. I would think that he'd be optimistic as to what he can do at Elyria High.
Gabby, you know, when you talk about, you know, the impact that that can have and the energy, we look at kind of how, the way that that's gone, and certainly you're right. Devlin Culver did an excellent job inheriting a program that was about as down as you could be, and then getting them back to, you know, more than respectable. The upper echelon of the SWC for the last 10 years seems that it's always been Avon, since they've come in, at least, Avon Lake for years and Olmsted Falls for years. What does Brian have to do to crack into that top three and make some headway?
Well, you know, the fortunate thing, I guess, is that Devlin Culver did make some effort to do that. They lost to Avon Lake by 1 point last year, where they actually had the two-point conversion. They could have won that game if it wasn't for a penalty.
That's right.
And the year before, they only lost by two to Avon Lake. And believe it or not, the two games with Olmsted Falls, yes, Olmsted Falls won and won rather easily in both of them, but the games were tight for at least a half. So you can see that there's some inroads being made. Now, Avon is probably a different animal. You know, Mike Elder's really got that program running smoothly and solid, and it's going to be difficult for a team to compete against that. He's really got a great program over there with the Eagles, and it's going to be hard to catch up to them. But, you know, if Brian is able to assemble a good coaching staff and is able to keep the kids, you know, coming to practice and so forth, they might be able to do that, find a way to call up to compete with the Avons and the Avon Lakes and the Olmsted Falls of the world.
Again, we're joined by ConocoTelegram writer Tim Gebhardt as we talk about Coach Brian Fox's move from Elyria Catholic over to Elyria High to become the new head football coach for the Pioneers. Gabby, you just talked about the staff a little bit there, potentially for Coach Fox. I know you wrote a little bit about this in your article, talking about him hoping to lure Dave McFarland over to his sidelines, as well as former Pioneers standout Ohio State lineman and NFL player Chase Ferris. What can you tell us, if anything, about the potential staff that Brian could be having over there at Elyria?
Well, I spoke briefly with Chase Ferris last night at the basketball game, in fact, and he's kind of excited about it. Didn't really indicate anything has been set in stone or whatever, but he's interested in helping, and I think that would be a good move for Brian, because Chase is certainly someone that Elyria Pioneer faithful would look up to. As far as Dave McFarland's concerned, he'd be a great mentor for Brian Fox. You know, Dave went over to the Lorain program and really completely turned that situation around over there. And there's no reason to believe that he could at least help Brian on those steps to make Elyria competitive as well. I really think Dave is the only thing I know. Dave enjoys his retirement. He's down in Florida right now. It might be a little bit more difficult for Brian to lure him out of retirement than maybe he thinks. But Dave is a competitive guy. If he sees a situation where he thinks he can help, it wouldn't surprise me if he came on board.
I think if you could guarantee Dave McFarland a mild November, he'd be okay with sticking around here. He likes the fall and certainly likes the challenge. But, Gebby, when you mentioned that, Chase Ferris, who's done some work with us over the years, and then, you know, certainly Dave McFarland and then Brian Fox, the common denominator there is winning. Wherever those guys go, they're able to win.
Absolutely, that is the key there. You know, another note on Dave McFarland. You mentioned the mild weather's in November. If he can come up here and wear shorts, he'll be happy.
No promises on that in November, but we'll see. There's work to be done on that front.
Gabby, before we let you go, and I think I'll kind of already know your answer to this, but in your mind, just kind of knowing what you know about Coach Fox and knowing what you knew about Coach Culver before he left to go back to Youngstown and go back to his hometown, is this really the right fit for this Elyria Pioneer program, just with Coach Fox kind of being that younger guy who can really get his program implemented over there, bring his style of coaching to this Pioneer program? Is this really the right fit over there for this Elyria team that, again, has really been moving in the right direction this past couple of seasons?
Well, it's going to be a tough task for Coach Fox, but I think the key, like we mentioned, if he can bring on the people on his staff, somebody like a Dave McFarland, somebody like a Chase Ferris, I believe that he can be successful. You know, Brian is an energetic, bright young man, very, very positive about everything, and you know, you talk to him and he's he's ready to jump in and get things done. Again, I think it depends on how much support he gets from like Chase Ferris and Dave McFarland would be great start for him.
Well, we'll see how that staff eventually shakes out for Coach Fox, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing how he fares over there at Elyria. A tall task to compete at the top of that SWC, as you know, Tim, but if anybody's up for that challenge, it would certainly be Coach Brian Fox, again, your new Pioneer head football coach.
I think absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. No question. So, Gabby, thank you as always for the time this morning, my friend. Excellent article that you had in Wednesday's Chronicle Telegram. If you guys haven't checked it out, certainly check it out, Gabby's article on Coach Fox. But thank you again, Tim, for the time this morning.
Great. Thank you for inviting me on.